Srila Lokchandas Thakur. So I'll just say a few words about him. Lokchandas Thakur wrote this song, Parama Karuna, which Srila Prabhupada liked so much. He came just after Lord Chaitanya, a little bit after, and he took initiation from one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Narahari Sarkar. He was born in 1520, Shakabda. And from birth he was a great devotee who was not interested in material life. And he met his guru very young, Narahari Sarkar, took initiation with the name Lokchandas. And he was also, by his family's arrangement, he was married very young. And he was so detached that the in-laws, when it was time for Lokchandas to meet his young wife, he was too detached. He wasn't going. So the in-laws went to his guru, Narahari, and asked him to do something. Narahari ordered Lokchand to go and meet his new wife. So he went to the village, he had the directions, but he couldn't find a house. So there was a young girl walking in the street. He approached her. Mata, can you please tell me how to find this house? And it turned out that this young girl was his future wife. So from that moment on, he always called her mother. He was purity. His guru, Narahari, instructed him in kirtan and also ordered him to write this very famous book, Chaitanya Mangala, which he did. And he compiled this book, which is based on Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charita. This Chaitanya Charita somehow became unavailable. It was lost or something. And Lokchandas heard it through Damodar Pandit. He had imbibed it in his heart, retained it in his heart. So he compiled this book, The Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which speak about more Senapati Bhakta, the prediction that Lord Chaitanya's great general amongst the devotees would take Krishna consciousness all over the world. And this book apparently is rumored, is still existing with the handwritten version by Lord Chandas is still existing in someone's library, apparently, in Bengal. I'm sure Hari Soyabhu has got his eyes on it. And Lokchandas was famous for he compiled this book in a Panchavi style of rhythm and rhyme, which is very fiery. It's got a good lilt to it. And minstrels, I understand, still today travel around Bengal reciting Chaitanya Mangala in this fiery Panchali style. So we like to, what's the word? Get this tradition going again, traveling minstrels relating Krishna's pastimes. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also printed and distributed this book, Chaitanya Mangala. Srila Lokchandas Thakur ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 57, which is entitled Satyajit murdered, the jewel returned. And we're going to read verses 16 to 22. Please repeat after me. Ya sapta hayana shailam utpatyai kena panina dadhara lilaya bala uchchilindram ivalbhaka Yatsapta hayana shailam utpatyai kena panina dadhara lilaya bala uchchilindram nidivarbhaka Yatsapta hayana shailam Utpatyai kena panina Dadhara lilaya bala Uchchilindham ivarbhaka Yaha, who? Sapta, seven. Hayana, years of age. Shailam, a mountain. Utpatya, uprooting. Ekena, with a single. Panina, hand. Dadhara, held up. Vilaya, as play. Bala, a mere child. Uchchilindram, a mushroom. Eva, as. Arvakaha, a boy. As a child of seven, Krishna uprooted an entire mountain and held it aloft as easily as a young boy picks up a mushroom. And you can do these remaining verses, Sanskrit, in unison. Namastasmai Bhagavate Krishnaya Bhutakarmane Anantayadi Bhutaya Kutastayatmane Namaha. I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, whose every deed is amazing. He is the Supreme Soul, the unlimited source and fixed center of all existence. Text 18. Pratyakhyata satenapi shata dhanva mahamanin tasmin yayasyashvam ruya shata yojana gamyayo. His appeal thus rejected by Akura also, Shatadanga placed the precious jewel in Akura's care and fled on a horse that could travel 100 yojanas, 800 miles. Therefore, the term nyasya, leaving in the care of, implies Shatadanga now believed the jewel was his. Thus, he was leaving it in the care of a friend. In blunt terms, this is a thief's mentality. Text 19. Garuda Dvajamaruhya Ratam Rama Janardano Anvayatam Mahavegaya Ashvai Rajam Guru Druham. My dear King, Krishna and Balaram mounted Krishna's chariot, which flew the flag of Garuda, and was yoked with tremendously swift horses, and pursued their elder's murderer. Text 20. Mitilayam upavane visrija patitam hayam padhyam adhavat samstrashta krishna pyanvadravadrusha. In a garden on the outskirts of Mitila, the horse Shatadanga was riding collapsed. Terrified, he abandoned the horse and began to flee on foot, with Krishna in angry pursuit. Text 21. Padater bhagavan stasya padatistigma nemina chakrena shira utkritya vasasor bhaktinam manim. As Shatadanga fled on foot, the Supreme Lord, also going on foot, cut off his head with his sharp-edged disc. The Lord then searched Shatadanga's upper and lower garments for the Shyamantaka jewel. Text 22. Alabdha manir agatya krishna aha gajantikam britahata shatantyanu manis tatrana vidyate. Not finding the jewel, Lord Krishna went to his elder brother and said, "We have killed Shatadanga uselessly. The jewel isn't there." Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm going to sing a verse of a song. For those who didn't hear the previous summary of Krishna's pastimes, which we sang, the melody is an Irish, a 500-year-old Irish folk tune. And this is 8 lines only. Can we have it on the board? And it summarizes this pastime, the Shyamantaka jewel. The Shyamantaka jewel had bewildered Satrajit, so when Krishna said surrender it, he nearly threw up it. But then he lost his precious gem and lost his pride as well, and Krishna bubbled Jambavan the rumors to dispel. Then Krishna reappeared with Jambavati on his arm, and later Satyajit appeased the Lord with Satyabham. bankers. They killed the wicked Shatadandva with his disc. The foolish rascal never thought to calculate the risk. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I guess that's the kind of, you know, in Bengali style, this medium of folk music would have been used to carry Chaitanya Mangal to the people. This is approved by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Local culture can be dovetailed. So, Mukam Pravati Bhacharam Pangam Mangai Tejavim Jakti Pata Maham Bande Shivarim Dinadam Megamakalpataro Galitam Padam Sukumukai Amitadeva Samitam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamale Amuraho Rasika Bhuri Bhavata. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literature. It emanated from the lips of Shukadev Goswami, and therefore its fruit has become even more tasteful, even though already relishable for all, including liberated souls. So the Vedic literature compared to a tree. And Srila Prabhupada says, when you have a tree, what you want is the fruit. If the tree doesn't have a fruit, then Prabhupada says it's useless mode of ignorance and can be used for fuel only. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit of the tree of Vedic wisdom. Galitam Palam. It's easily swallowable, semi-soft, and palatable. And then Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishraya Saya Lokasya Dhanyam Svastyayana Mahat. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by the incarnation of God. It's meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful. Dhanyam Svastyayana Mahat. Three qualities are attributed to the Bhagavatam. Krishnesa dhamma bhagate dhamma jnana adivisaha kalana studies drishyamesha puranako dimodita. The Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. I would like to imagine that. Picture the sages of Nainisharanya headed by Shonaka. They're seated in north central India in a holy place. 80,000 sages were present when Sri Goswami recited the Srimad Bhagavatam as he'd heard it from Sukadeva Goswami. That's University of Florida is about 50,000 students. So it's over 1.5 times the population of the University of Florida. Probably the students plus the staff. All seated. And these sages and Shonaka Rishi, they knew that the Kali Yuga was approaching, so they wanted to perform a sacrifice to offset the Prayano Paisha Sabya Kolasmin Jigiri Jana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Jukuduta, the terrible dense darkness of the age of Kali. They wanted to offset it. So they approached Lord Brahma to find out where would be a good place. He said, okay, I'll throw my disc. Follow my disc. Where the disc lands, that's where you do your sacrifice. So the disc landed in the middle of the forest at Mahisharana, at a place now called Chakra Tirtha. And I don't know if it's because Lord Brahma is in the mode of passion, but the disc went right through the earth and continued careening on down through the universe. When it had passed 6 planetary systems, there was only one left between it and the Garbhodak Ocean. The sages became concerned. And unfortunately, Durga Devi absorbed the impact, so the splash didn't drown the Middle Earth, the middle planetary systems, or the reading Lord of the Rings too much, not Middle Earth, the middle planetary systems. Hare Krishna. So there's that lake there at Chakra Tirtha is reputed by local tradition to be bottomless, unlimitedly deep. And the all-knowing, omnipotent, wonderfully merciful British Raj, in their magnanimity, decided to prove to the natives, the poor, lesser educated natives, that this is just codswallop. This lake has a bottom and we're going to find it. They tried in many ways to poo-hoo the Vedic culture, as we all know. And this was another way. So they employed a sounding chain. This is the system for fathoming the ocean or riverbeds. They let down a chain. So they got their chain, they let it down, and they let it down, and they let it down. And after 1.5 miles of chain, and they still haven't found the bottom, then they gave up. So, and so, Shanak Rishi, Sudha Goswami, he's like a swan, as we know, which the swan has the ability to separate milk from water. This is an amazing ability. The filtering system within the body of the swan must be very highly refined to be able to sift milk from water, because the particles of milk are very, very fine. So the pure devotees are compared to swans because they can understand the difference between matter and spirit. And this is crucial for the welfare of human society, to understand this difference. In all areas of human activity, it is necessary to scrupulously analyze what is material and what is spiritual. And in our own spiritual lives, also, of course, we have to constantly review, is what I'm doing and what I'm thinking material or spiritual? And Rupa Goswami recommends that we transfer our activities to spiritual activities progressively, and he ends up saying that the Upadesha Saran, the essence of all advice, is that 24 hours a day one should engage himself in nicely hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is the plan of the pure devotees, to establish spiritual life on the planet, widespread. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami that his books would go all over the world. And Lord Chaitanya, we know, every town and village would become spiritualized by contact with Lord Chaitanya's name, Krishna's name. So Siddha Goswami right from the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because the first canto is Sukadeva Goswami, the second canto is where Sukadeva Goswami starts speaking. Sukadeva Goswami in the first canto out of his mercy he makes us, helps us to understand this difference between matter and spirit. He explains Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayachasu Vairagyam Jnananchu Yadahitikam, and this Savai Pungsam Puro Dharma Yato Bhakti Yoga Oksajan Ahaitupi Apati Yatam Yayatma Sipisivati. The Varnashram system is material. That's why Lord Chaitanya rejected it. The Varnashram system is like the inert ingredients of a pill. When you have a medicine or even a cleaning agent, often you see on the label, there's an active ingredient and there's the filler, there's the base, the inert base, which is a carrier only. And it's necessary because in order that we can ingest and assimilate the active ingredient. So Varnashram Dharma is like that. We have to understand. So the Grihastha ashram, for instance, or any ashram, Brahmachari ashram, Sannyas ashram, is a material. It's material in itself. It's not the potent ingredient. The potent ingredient is devotional service to Krishna, and the ashram or varna is a standing place by which we can regulate our material tendencies, proclivities. The pure devotional service has 64 features given in the Nectar of Devotion. And if you read them, there's nothing about Varnashram Dharma. It's all about service of the deities, service of the devotees, chanting the holy name, hearing Krishna's pastimes. If you look at the 9 forms of devotional service listed by Balarama, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These are all directly relating of the soul to Krishna. They're all under sambandha, all resulting of relationship to Krishna, knowledge of the relationship to Krishna. They are not if we didn't have a material body, then we wouldn't have these material duties. We wouldn't have Varnashram Dharma. This is how the sages try to help us to see the two. Because we execute the material duties and the spiritual duties side by side. But we have to understand what is the spiritual, what is the ingredient of our life which is going to advance us towards the desired goal. That is pure devotional service. So there's the 64 items which we can read them, and the 9 given by Prahlad Maharaj, and the 5 Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Matur Vas, Srimotira, Shraddhaya Sevan. Associating with devotees, chanting the holy name, hearing the Bhagavatam, living in a holy place, or near a temple, and worshipping the deity. These things are to be increased throughout life. progressively. And the other things are to be reduced. The other things are a result of our past activities, our karma. And the Bhagavatam, how to break the knot of karma, yad anujasana yukta karma granti nibandana. It's not just one knot. The nibandana means inter-knit. Prabhupada translates it as inter-knit. Our karma is so complex, and that's what forms the heart. That's what sits in the heart of the conditioned soul, a knot which is a result of previous sinful activities. But we don't have to say sinful, previous fruitive activities. And in this spiritual engagement, in the devotional service of the Lord, in relation, in direct relation to the Lord, through the pure devotees, of course. Shushushrosharadhanasya Vasudeva Katavichi Samahatsavaya Vidra Punyatirtana Shivana. By serving the pure devotees, we get a taste for pure devotional service. And when we have a taste, Srinvatam Sakatara Krishna, Punya Shravana Krishna, Vidyantak Stau Yavadrani, Vidunoti Sirasatam. When we have a taste for hearing about Krishna, then Krishna cleans the heart and we realize who we are. That we don't have anything to do with this material world. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam. We begin more and more to identify ourselves as eternal souls serving the Krishna. And we lose our identification with whatever station we temporarily inhabit. And it doesn't matter who you are. Krishna consciousness is for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're presently in a female body or a male body, or if you're a Shudra or a great learned Brahmin. The system of devotional service, pure devotional service, which has come through the incarnation of Krishna, or the form of Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is supremely merciful and meant for everybody. So the Sugadeva Goswami, so it's important to clearly identify in life what is material and what is spiritual in my life, and to side with, to propagate and practice the spiritual. And Shukadeva Goswami, I mean, we should not be sentimental that everything is okay, that, oh, it's devotional service, everything is devotional service, that you know, whatever I do, I'll just do it to please Krishna. Don't think that Krishna is pleased by your distributing Granya Katha in the middle of the night, newspapers. Devotional service is done as Krishna desires, directly to please him. Here again and again in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna indicates that he wants our attention. Manmana bhava madbhakti, your mind to me, remember me at the end of life. Again and again, this comes up. Consciousness on me, be conscious of me, then you'll pass over all the obstacles. Identify matter and spirit. If we have a material occupation, it's purified by Krishna's grace. How? Two things. One is consciousness of Krishna by being Krishna conscious while we perform our activity. That means I recognize that Krishna is the proprietor of my occupation. He is the ability in me to do my occupation. He is the facilities with which I do my occupation. And he is the result of my occupation. we remember Krishna as we do our occupation. And then the other part is that we give the fruits to him because it's all his. So therefore the fruits are due to him. They are not due to us. And I was thinking that this is too heavy. This is too radical to say. But then I went to Tamahapu's class yesterday, and he read the 1155 purport. No work should be done by any man except in relation to Krishna. One should transfer his energy entirely to Krishna conscious activities. This is our offering to the world. When a devotee practices Krishna consciousness in this way, more and more absorbed and like a swan able to distinguish between matter and spirit, then he's able to give it to people. This is the proposition, the plan of the acharyas is that the whole world become Krishna conscious. At least, you know, as much as possible. We understand there's probably a section of society that will, you know, obstinately hold on to the material concept of life. But Krishna consciousness is destined. So how will it work for the grihasthas who work in society and, you know, widespread? This is how Bhagavad Gita is the universal panacea. This is what we have to offer. Arjuna purified his occupation and became Krishna conscious. Nashta moha smita labdha. Now I'm not changing anything. I'm not taking sannyas. I'm staying put. Stane stito shrutigatam tanuvan mano bhi. We stay in our position, in our station, and with a heartfelt way, with all our facilities, we offer obeisances to Krishna. We hear and chant about Krishna, and this is the solution which the Guru Parampara have given us for our catastrophic situation in this Kali Yuga. So even the Bhagavatam, even in the area of self-realization, it distinguishes matter from spirit. He says, if even your self-realization, even naishkamyam apyachita varjitam, even if your self-realization is devoid of a concept of the infallible Lord, achyuta, then not a great deal of use. So we, like Bhaktisiddhanta said, the only thing is, everything is there, the only thing missing is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is chiefly brought about by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, let's stop there. Any discussion, any points?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Somewhere I heard that whatever occupation you may have can be dovetailed in Krishna's service, except that of the butchers. And then I guess you can comment that, but I want to hit something else. It stated too that the Varnashram system propels you to goodness. And goodness is a springboard to transcendence. So So in one sense, even though it's a material system, but it's gradually pushing you to goodness. In goodness, you can able to jump to transcendence easily without much agitation and so forth. So I'd like you to comment on that and the other point.
Yeah. in the Bhagavad Gita. But Prabhupada points out the Vedic way and the Krishna conscious way. And he recommends, he says the Vedic way is very slow. And he recommends the fast process of bhakti yoga, of chanting the holy name and surrendering to a guru. That's the fast process. So, of course, Vanashram Dharma is beneficial. But we never think that that is the active ingredient. We take up Krishna consciousness immediately. And we never put it aside for other considerations. Right from the beginning, we practice the principle of pure devotional service and its practices, its sadhana. And that, as Prabhupada has pointed out, should accompany, you know, if we're going to engage in Vanashram Dharma, which Prabhupada has recommended, it should accompany it. But my point is that we should never forget what is spiritual and what is material. And there's no time for dilly-dallying with matter. What was the first thing you said?
Any occupation can be doctrine in Krishna service, except that of the ritual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's a fair enough statement. But, you know, if a wino can think this taste of wine is Krishna, then I propose that the formula that which I pointed out, twofold thing. One is consciousness of Krishna, that he is some mode of nature, that all his modes of nature, he is this, the ingredients and everything, the ability, he is that. And then offering the fruits, the fruits means the money, which is made by it. So these two things, I'd say that they can also be applied to the occupation of a butcher. If that's where we're at, and we hear about Krishna, and we think, oh yes, for the time being, maybe one has to continue with that occupation, but Krishna is so merciful that he can help you even there. We had some questions back here, or points?
I was just going to ask you that point where you presented the two ways to dovetail one's occupation, but we just clarified now. I thought it escaped me before, and you didn't mention it. But remember in Fiji, Srila Prabhupada was introduced to who is now Vasudev, and his disciple. His family was engaged in butcher business to some form or another, you know.
Sorry, I missed that word. It was feedback. Engaged in what?
In butchering.
Oh.
And the disciples that were with Prabhupada at the time, Prabhupada did not discourage his Vasudev's brothers and like that from stopping the business. He did not discourage them from doing the business.
Yeah.
And the disciples were bewildered. How are you allowing that, you know, so-called sanctioning it all? And Prabhupada said, in time. So sure enough, as Vasudev and his wife became very serious, in time, a whole family took to Krishna consciousness and they stopped that business.
Mm.
So the point was that according to time, place, and circumstance, Prabhupada knew how to deal with individuals.
Okay.
And another thing I'm wondering, is it possible to give us a sample of that Lochan Das Thakur style of kirtan?
But we should send someone to Bengal to find it in the past.
As I was thinking again, that's the difference between the Varnashram system or the material system for going slowly to the mode of goodness and up the yoga ladder or whatever and getting to perfection, and the process that we've been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada to take up the process of Krishna consciousness, that there are no material impediments, none, not virtue, not anything.
Mm.
There's no material impediment to taking up the process. If you're willing to do the action, or even sometimes unwilling, even if you're unwilling, but you happen to hear, or you happen to get a sweet ball, then your life becomes transformed.
Mm.
And there's no material thing that can stop that from happening.
Mm.
When we were in New York, some devotee brought Prabhupada this plate of, you know, white balls, and they became simply wonderful.
Mm.
And then he was asked, well, we're distributing these on the trains. What will happen to people who eat them? And Prabhupada said, they will become simply wonderful. Mm. So just by taking that prashad, immediately their life becomes changed. Whatever occupation, whatever they're doing, they're all doing some nonsense.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, we were doing lots of nonsense too. Mm. But gave us a process that we could stop doing nonsense.
It's so nice that not only is there no thing which can prevent our Krishna consciousness, but there's no person also who can prevent our Krishna consciousness.
Also, may I add that oftentimes the the mode of goodness, when one is in the mode of goodness, they become attached to that peaceful, mellow kind of life, you know. And so, in one sense, that can be an obstacle. So, as much as nothing is an impediment, nothing material is even. Door to Krishna consciousness. Only the mercy of association of devotees, giving divine energy to the
It's only mercy. Everything, all this Krishna consciousness only takes place by the mercy of the devotees in Krishna. Only mercy. Yes, please.
Anyway. That's the hope of Krishna consciousness, that whatever condition the jiva finds himself, when he gets the fortunate contact through the devotee, then everything changes. Like Prabhupada said, all the zeros, you put the one, you put Krishna in front, and immediately, you put one in front of zero, it immediately becomes ten.
Mm-hmm.
Another zero, 100. Another zero, 1,000. So you have the Americans, he was talking in L.A., he said, you have everything. He was talking about that verse, Kunti's, Janmaishraya Shuta Shudir. So he said, you have all these things, but it doesn't mean anything without the one in front. It's Krishna. So when the devotees go off for preaching, that's what they do. They carry the one with them. Everybody's got everything they need except the one. So they're all zero until the devotee shows up.
Yeah.
And the beauty part is that there's no pre-qualification, not that I've seen anyway. You can't seem to tell who's going to take it and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
I was out yesterday, and this happens all the time, but the man got out of his truck and said, I don't want to hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife came around and said, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
So she bought a cookbook, gave me $20,
mm-hmm.
and the husband didn't even want to hear about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the beauty. Now she's going to take the cookbook home, and she's going to, who knows what she'll do with that, you know, and completely change their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hope. That's why we can take, we are happy, devotees are happy, because we know no matter how bad it is out here in Kali Yuga, we have the secret. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is try to get people to associate with it in some way or another. If you can give them the prashadam, or if you can, like I got a sweet ball when I was a kid going to a concert, and Indra Bharta asked me to carry a mridanga over the bridge into this park where they were having a concert. So I carried the mridanga in, I sat it down, and I started to leave. He said, no, wait. And he gave me a simple one. And I walked away, I was eating it, and I went, wow, what was that? And who knew, you know, I mean, but a year after that, I joined the movement. So this is our hope.
And we, this nice point that John Lassie made yesterday about, you know, if we're going to be potent enough to deliver the one, to really, you know, change people, affect people by meeting them, then, you know, there has to be very first-class sadhana and preparation and purification on our part and dedication to the pure teachings of this of our line. We come back.
Hare Krishna, nice class. I wonder how it's related to the verses, but that's okay. The question was a thought process. You're speaking about the active ingredient in Krishna consciousness and direct Krishna conscious activity. So in my experience as a grihastha or aspiring grihastha is that there's so much anxiety, of course, in all of the material world, in any ashram, I'm sure, but especially in the grihastha ashram, there's so much responsibility. So there's always, you know, like Srila Prabhupada talks about chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that there's, we're trying to lean over the stringent laws of material nature that seem to be becoming more and more entangled with the complexities. So, I have personal experience of this every day, and it seems like you're saying the mode of goodness is attractive because it is at the springboard, it's a facility to bring us closer to constant engagement. And so I'm, you know, as an aspiring grihastha, trying to come to that place of regulation, self-control, you know, intelligent activity instead of just reacting to the lower nodes so much. But I'm, you know, again, becoming more and more frustrated in that because without Krishna in the center, as you so kindly as my friend have invited me to come and be more proactive in these direct devotional practices, that without Krishna directly as the active ingredient in any of those activities, then it just will lead to frustration, even if there's seemingly a nice situation for earning Lakshmi or for, you know, keeping the house orderly, you know, having regulation in the home. So I just wanted to bring up that point and remind myself.
It's just a testimony to the need for Krishna consciousness. Is that?
Just a testimony from myself that, to myself, really, but you know, anyone else listening as well, that the especially the five which you mentioned, the chanting the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the association with devotees, living in a holy place, that's one thing, and like living in a lachua, you can't get away from it, especially the children that come to school here, and the devotees are always inviting you to take the shadow and come to see and seeing the deity, worshipping the deity. So especially these five, so clarifying. So I just wanted to thank you for getting me over here.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have to go now. So, don't mind, we'll end there. Srila Prabhupada, keep